שין חופי סיף יוד אב די כדי יהודי הסובים מוצרך בהמטוי. If a non-Jew picked some shrubbery to feed his animal, in Eino Imakiro Imakilachim Yisroel, if a Jew does not know this guy, so the guy did not do it for this Jew, then since the mlach was done for the guy, the Jew is allowed to be nana from it afterwards and have his animal eat from it. How does he do it? Shaymed v'fanev v'inim sh'loytul chalim v'is el dol sham. He can direct his animal in a fashion that he will make sure that he goes to that area. But you're not allowed to put the animal directly on top of this shrubbery was caught on Shabbos. In other words, if your animal is eating from the ground, something that's growing, there's no shash going to pick it. So you could put him on the grass. But if the grass was caught on Shabbos, then the shash may pick it up to feed the animal, and therefore you're not allowed to put it directly on the muksa, the shrubbery. If the guy knows this Jew, then even the guy did not do it for the Jew, still also for the Jew to use it because of a concern that he may ask the guy to do it another time. In this situation, it's also only on Shabbos, but when Shabbos is out, this Jew can use it. Any type of melacha that when a guy is doing it, he can't do more, then if he knows you, you're not allowed to be nana from it, even though he didn't do it specifically for you. If a guy is the type of melacha that you do one melacha and it helps for everybody, and even if I know the guy, since he did it primarily for himself, it's alright for me to be nana. So for example, the room is dark and the guy wants to read something, he lights a candle, even though I know him, there's no shash, he'll do more for me, because that candle, whatever's enough for him is enough for me, we're in the same place. Say if he built a ramp for me or did something else, that the act that he did is sufficient for both of us, then there's no shash, I can ask him to do more. As long as he didn't do the act primarily for me, it's mutter for me to be nana from that on Shabbos.